It's 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Monday, February 7th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Russia, Russia, Russia. The drumbeat continues. A couple of items regarding the Russia-Ukraine standoff. Vladimir Putin said last week that he will not allow allies of Moscow to be toppled in so-called color revolutions. This is a reference to a couple of revolutions that have taken place on Russia's borders within the last 15 years. The Rose Revolution in Georgia, the Orange Revolution in Ukraine, and of course we saw the recent unrest in Kazakhstan, which just happened to flare up at the same time. Russia and the United States, NATO, basically threatening one another back and forth over the status of Ukraine. Meanwhile, a Russian battalion of advanced S-400 anti-aircraft missile systems has made an appearance in southwestern Belarus. These are ostensibly for some war games there, but as you can see on this map behind me, Belarus, southwestern Belarus, not only borders on Ukraine, but it's also on Poland's eastern border, and Poland is a member of NATO. In other words, these missiles, this advanced anti-aircraft missile system, is very strategically located. In Britain, the government there says it is high confidence that Russia is planning to fabricate a reason to launch a military attack on Ukraine. In other words, the Prime Minister's office is saying they're getting ready to launch a false flag. This comes after the United States accused the Kremlin of an elaborate plot to fabricate an attack by Ukrainian forces that Russia could then use to justify an invasion. The Pentagon claimed Russia would release a propaganda video showing staged explosions as well as corpses and crisis actors playing grieving mourners. This all sounds very scripted. I mean, faking an attack with crisis actors? Well, Associated Press reporter Matt Lee called out the spokesman for the State Department, Ned Price, for making this accusation with no supporting evidence. This led to a very testy 5-minute exchange between Lee and Price, as Price said, "Well, look, trust us. We're the government." And Lee's like, "Yeah, okay, but I've been doing this a long time, and I remember when you guys said that Kabul, you know, the capital of Afghanistan, would not fall to the Taliban. And then less than 30 days later, it did. So what's your evidence that Russia is getting ready to stage an attack?" And Price said, "Well, I just gave it to you." And Lee said, "No, you didn't. You just said that they're going to do it. What's your evidence that they're going to do it?" "Well, I just gave it to you." "No." Anyway, that's the back and forth. Again, it sounds very staged, very wag the dog-like. And the United States government, the UK government, basically saying, "Trust us. We can't tell you how we know, but we know." I'm sorry, we've reached a point in America that nobody trusts what the government says anymore, which is a sad state of affairs, but sadly, we are justified in feeling that way. Topic number 4, Olympics. The Olympics in Beijing kicked off on Friday. I don't have any comments really on the opening ceremonies, which frankly, I didn't watch, and apparently a lot of other people are not watching either. But New York Times waded in on its coverage with a glowing account how China has managed to crack down on COVID. China is one of the nations that's pursuing a zero COVID policy, like Australia, New Zealand, and some others. But the way they went over the top, the Times, in its praise of China, touting its great successes in holding deaths to extremely low levels, showing, and I quote now, "what a society can do when it makes prevention of COVID its number one priority." Now, get this, "almost regardless of the side effects," end quote. Almost regardless of the side. That's a nice way of glossing over the fact that people in some cases have been literally locked into their apartment buildings and not allowed to get out. This is Walter Duranty style reporting. If you're not familiar with that name, Walter Duranty was the Moscow bureau chief for the New York Times from 1922 to 1938. And in 1932, he won a Pulitzer Prize for his coverage of the wonderful successes of the Stalin government in Moscow, glossing over the massive famine that hit the Soviet Union in the early 30s, which included the what they call the Holodomor, forgive my pronunciation, in Ukraine. The estimates of the number of dead during that famine in Ukraine range from 3.5 million to 7 million. Duranty didn't mention any of that stuff. Got his Pulitzer Prize. Pulitzer committee has been asked to withdraw its award to Duranty posthumously. They have so far refused, and it appears with its coverage, glowing coverage of China's approach to the COVID pandemic, that the New York Times is continuing its long tradition of award-winning journalism. Topic number three, speaking of COVID and journalism, as we thought last week when we told you about that Johns Hopkins University study showing that lockdowns were essentially ineffective in changing the number of deaths from COVID-19, most of the major media has managed to ignore the story. Again, if you missed it, according to a Johns Hopkins University meta-analysis of several studies, lockdowns during the first wave of COVID-19 in 2020, the spring of 2020, only reduced COVID mortality in the U.S. and Europe by 0.2%. 0.2% for all of the economic and personal disruption that these lockdowns caused. Fox News in the U.S. has picked up the story, The Telegraph and The Daily Mail in the U.K., but nowhere to be found at CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, or in the U.K., BBC, Sky, The Guardian. They've all ignored it. Again, I will say Johns Hopkins University is not, to say the least, it is not a right-wing anti-vax conspiracy theorist website. Johns Hopkins has been the default go-to source of information on COVID-19 for the government and corporate media for the last 2 years. And now they've come out and challenged the official narrative that lockdowns worked. No, according to this meta-analysis, the overall effect, 0.2% difference. Now, maybe it's because we didn't lock down hard enough. We weren't welding people into their buildings like the Chinese. But the point is that this is not coming from a crazed conspiracy theorist website, and yet the media is ignoring it because it doesn't fit the narrative. Again, I will repeat their conclusion, quoting from their study now, lockdown policies are ill-founded and should be rejected as a pandemic policy instrument, end quote. The odd thing is that when Johns Hopkins ran its Clade X tabletop exercise in 2018, before the pandemic, they also concluded that lockdowns would be ineffective, and yet governments went ahead and did it anyway. What's the point of running the exercises if you're not going to use the lessons gained during the exercises? Also, not much coverage on the new Israeli study showing the value of vitamin D in warding off serious effects to COVID-19. This is from Bar-Ilan University and the Galilee Medical Center. They found patients with a vitamin D deficiency are 14 times more likely, 14 times more likely to have a severe or critical case of COVID. And Pfizer has submitted its data to the FDA to get approval to use its shot in children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years. Remember, in that age group, the infection fatality rate is something like 0.002%. There is no reason to vaccinate children that young. Topic number two, what was going on in Peru? Back in the day, almost 200 examples of human spines threaded onto posts have been found in Peru. This is in the Chincha Valley on Peru's southern coast. Found that most of these vertebrae on posts were in indigenous graves, dating back to a period of time when Europeans were just arriving in the New World between 1450 and 1650, about the time the end of the Inca Empire. This lead author of the study said this particular period of history was turbulent, to say the least. Apparently, this was done post-mortem, however, but still somewhat disturbing in turning the remains of the deceased into relics for veneration. But that's a very old practice that goes back literally millennia here on planet Earth. Coming up, chicken versus the Pentagon. That's next on 5 and 10.
With the forces of light and dark lining up for battle, it is time for the warriors of God to realize that we are at war. Skywatch TV is proud to announce the Armageddon Collection. When you order Colonel David Jamona and Troy Anderson's new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the brand new never-before-released companion DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, and the two-disc DVD collection, The Final Countdown, featuring Dr. Thomas Horn. With decades of personal military experience on the battlefield, as well as the supernatural realm, U.S. Army Colonel David Jamona and Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist Troy Anderson will equip believers like you to be battle-ready for the days ahead. Their new book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, is an end-times training manual that will teach you how to counter the darkness of approaching evil forces, operate on a new level of spiritual warfare following biblical and military principles, prepare for the intersection of biblical prophecy, and real-time world events. Develop your spiritual gifts to walk in the supernatural power and protection of the Holy Spirit. You'll also receive the two-disc DVD, The Final Countdown. Now you can sit down one-on-one with Dr. Horn as he details the vision God gave him about the coming messenger, the Apophis asteroid headed toward Earth as we speak, and the Revelation 8 destruction that is starting its final countdown at this very moment. Plus his mind-boggling revelations of the Vatican's secret plan for an alien savior and the evil gene and Lucifer effect. Also included on disc 2, Ali Anderson Henson and Donna Howell present shocking information on the hidden meaning behind the biblical feasts connected to the first advent and second coming of Jesus Christ. But that's not all. Also included in this incredible offer is the brand new unreleased DVD, Welcome to Armageddon, where Colonel David Jamona preaches a fiery sermon on counting the costs to become an end-time soldier of God. This amazing DVD also includes a special interview featuring Troy Anderson as he sits one-on-one with the Colonel as they discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon, and how to be strong and courageous in these trying times. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $90. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So become fully equipped and trained in the weapons of spiritual warfare. Walk in the power of the Holy Spirit and prepare you and your family for the coming days of tribulation. This collection is available only while supplies last. So don't delay. The Armageddon Collection, available now at SkyWatchTVStore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today, why did the chicken cross the road? To get to the Pentagon, of course. A wandering chicken caught sneaking around a security area at the Pentagon last week. This is according to the Animal Welfare League of Arlington, Virginia, which was called out to deal with this threat to national security. The chicken was taken into custody. They asked on their social media site for suggestions for the name of the chicken. I suggested D.B. Cooper. But they went with Henny Penny instead. Chelsea Jones, who's a spokesperson for the Animal Welfare League, said that she couldn't reveal the precise location that the chicken was arrested because national security. Unclear where the chicken came from, but has been identified as a Rhode Island Red. Or is it? Is that really a comb on his head, or is that a MAGA hat? Or perhaps it's a Russian Red. Clearly trying to stage a military coup. Long way to go for a punchline, I know, but every now and then we just need a smile. Hey, the new edition of SkyWatch TV's e-magazine is out, the February 2022 edition. It is now available online for you to access, download, and read. You can find it in a couple of places. You can just go to the website, skywatchtv.com, look in the right-hand column and click the link, or you can point your phone, assuming your phone is attached to a smartphone or tablet, at the QR code on the screen in front of you right now. That'll take you directly to the page for the SkyWatch TV e-magazine archives. We'll get all of them there, and you can go back and read back issues if you like. Again, the difficulty and the cost, the difficulty of obtaining and the cost of obtaining paper, we've had to make the transition to an e-magazine, but there are some advantages to it because the links inside the magazine are clickable and will take you to various locations, places cited, and what have you. Again, it is free, available online now. The new edition just released, and you'll find it at skywatchtv.com or through the QR code on your screen. During the month of February, our thank you for your support is the groundbreaking book by Joe Horn and Donna Howell, Dead Pets Don't Lie. You think you know what's in your pet's food? You may not. And this book will shock you. For your gift of any amount, if you're in the U.S. or Canada during the month of February, we will send this book to you as our thank you. We need your support. We depend on it. But we always want to send a thank you for your gift. So again, during February, for your gift of any amount from the U.S. or Canada, we will send out Dead Pets Don't Lie. Find out more online, skywatchtv.com/donate. SkyWatchTVStore.com or by calling 844-750-4985. 4985. SkywatchFilms.com, the home of cutting-edge Christian documentaries like The Great Delusion, Josh Peck's new film on the UFO phenomenon and what disclosure really means, features the likes of Tom Horn, L.A. Marzulli, Timothy Alberino, Nick Pope, formerly from the Ministry of Defense in the UK, giving his perspective on what those mysterious lights in the sky are. I was honored to be a part of this as well, but you also see interviews with the late Chuck Missler, the late Chris Putnam, the late Noah Hutchings, the late Russ Dizdar, some brothers have been called home where they are no doubt hearing, "Well done, my good and faithful servants." Anyway, the film is available in full HD right now and for as little as $2.95 for a 7-day rental. Find out more online, more films there as well. Again, available for instant access for as little as $3 at skywatchfilms.com. The Skywatch TV Tour of Israel. We backed it up to next March, and we are praying for a lifting of travel restrictions between now and then, because we're looking forward to getting back to Israel and showing you why we are so excited about the Bible. Sharon and I, along with our colleagues from Skywatch TV, Donna Howell and Allie Hinson, who are proving to be some fantastic researchers in their own right. Donna's done some just magnificent work. Well, both of them have, actually, their recent book, Dark Covenant, eye-opener. Anyway, March 19th through 30th of 2023, and we'll be joined by our good friend, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat from Tel Aviv. Don't miss this. You can get an idea of the itinerary and a breakdown of costs at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we talk about the end times with experts Colonel David Giamona and Troy Anderson, the CEO, COO of Battle Ready Ministries. They discuss their book, The Military Guide to Armageddon. How do you prepare for the end times? Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch investigative team host the conversation, and you'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels. And, of course, you can just broadcast. We'll broadcast on your schedule. Add the app to Roku or Apple TV, or download our free mobile app that works for iOS, Android, Amazon, Kindle Fire tablets. Not only gets you all of our video programming, news the media wants you to miss, calendar of upcoming events, but through February, free excerpts from my book, The Second Coming of Saturn. That's under the news tab at the mobile app. We got links to the app stores, so you can download the app that's correct for your device at skywatchtv.com. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.